Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Since the pandemic began, many of us have been glued to our couches binge-watching TV. And for fans of RuPaul's Drag Race, it's been a good time to be stuck at home. The series, which features a cast of drag queens competing for the title of America's Next Drag Superstar, premiered its 12th season as shutdowns began to sweep through American cities. While the majority of the season was filmed long before stay-at-home orders were in place, the finale was a bit different. The top three contestants were each tasked with filming their last performance in their homes. For Milwaukee native Jada Essence Hall, that meant performing a full dance number in her West Dallas living room. But it all paid off. Hall, also known as Jared Johnson, was crowned the winner in a virtual ceremony. Lake Effect's Joy Power spoke with Hall about the competition and Milwaukee's drag culture.
So what was it like sitting in your apartment in West Dallas, Wisconsin, winning this really career-defining competition?
First, it was so interesting because we had to sit and watch it live with just me and the other two girls from the show. So we had no idea what would happen. Our reaction was going to be recorded. So I was like, oh my God, hopefully this is good for me, because you never know, like, if disappointment will come and what your face will look like. But it was amazing. My favorite part of all of it was winning, like, the biggest moment in my career, and then just clicking the button to log off the Zoom chat and then just sitting in my house. But it's just so surreal to, like, dream of something this big to happen in your life, and then it actually really, really will happen. That's the craziest part.
You know, this was a crazy season in general. Although most of it was filmed before the pandemic, the last challenge, the finale, that was all done really virtually. What was that experience like? I mean, coordinating that must have been really difficult.
I mean, I give all the props to everyone over at World of Wonder. They figured out a very creative way to make everything happen, and I think they did a really great job doing so, but we also had to do our part. And I don't consider myself the most, like, creative production-wise person, because I've never had to do production, do productions in that kind of way before. But we had boxes of things that I've never seen in my life, tripods and gimbals and, like, all of these weird things. But it was so interesting to, like, put it all together. And when I watched it back and, like, be really proud of, like, I kind of did that, you know, like, I put that together. I helped. I did my part. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a production person before. But to see, like, okay, I produced it. I made sure that the looks were really cute. They gave a lot of good direction. But I did a little bit of what I could do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all came out really well. I was impressed by your ability and the other two competitors, their ability to really pull this off.
Yeah, and like I said about the creativity, obviously, you can say how creative my sisters were. Like, Crystal and Gigi for our at-home lip sync, they turned it and, like, got so creative with, like, the production and, like, the sets that they had to do. And especially, like Gigi, because she loves references, and for her to, like, turn that, the aha moment and make it so, like, nostalgic. And then for Crystal to do something which was so crazy that I have never, ever seen in my life. And probably will never see again, especially, like, the regurgitating bird. But it was so unique to her. And even what I did myself was so creative. But it just showed you the level of creativity and uniqueness of the girls that made it in the top on the show.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the two other queens who were in the top three, Crystal Method and Gigi Good. Interestingly, all of the queens who were in the top three have some kind of connection to the Midwest.
Yes.
Crystal Method from Missouri, Gigi Good originally from Illinois. There does seem to be something special and unusual about the queens that come out of the Midwest. What is it about it that helped shape at least you as a drag performer?
You know, I think the Midwest has a lot of heart. And it doesn't matter what you do in drag, I think that warmth from the Midwest always just rubs off to you. Like, sometimes I'll go places and I, like, when everything was fine and I'm, like, working, and everyone's like, oh, well, you don't have to keep saying sorry or saying thank you. I'm like, that's just what we do. Like, it doesn't matter how talented you are, if you've made it that far, we still like have so much heart. And I think that with the show, the heart is really important, especially this season. The heart was so important for everyone to be locked down at home. And we needed to just basically just have like something positive happening right now. And thank God there were a good amount of girls from the Midwest and had a lot of heart to give.
Yeah, making those connections, I think, especially during this pandemic, as you say, has been very important. You know, looking kind of pre-pandemic to the Milwaukee area, you're actually one of a few different queens who've competed from Milwaukee, including Trixie Mattel, who I believe you know.
Yeah.
For people who might not be familiar with it, how would you describe Milwaukee's drag scene just in general?
Milwaukee's drag scene is so eclectic. I think before it was very much like you had better be beautiful and you had better know how to dance. And I think one of the things I'm just being honest, I think seeing the success that Trixie had opened up the door for a lot of us here. I mean, some people were starting to like be like, you know what, I'm going to define drag in my own way and what works best for me. Now, when you see it within the city, everybody is so many people are so different from each other. And then also not only just different from each other, but they have so many varied styles within who they are too. Like even for myself on the show, like you saw, like I can be funny. I can dance when needed. I cannot sing, but I can be pretty and have nice things and know how to sew and be creative. And every girl in the city can do those same things. And especially works at that because we didn't really have too many resources to reach out and like let's say, oh, I think I want to do this beautiful look. We've had to learn how to teach ourselves how to make those things and do those kind of things. So every queen here is just so unique in the fact that they bring something different from multiple angles just within themselves, but then also at the same time, they are such fighters and so strong and so creative and unique.
Yeah, and I mean, all of that is so important. I think, especially right now, we're in the middle of this pandemic. As you mentioned, this past season, a lot of people were viewing it from their couches where they've been spending quite a lot of time.
Yeah. Couch floors all in the back.
What has it been like just working as a drag queen during this pandemic, as the show, you know, is really showing off so much of your talent? What has that experience been like for you?
I think it's been really unique in the fact that just anything that I do in my life, I always try to go in with like a blank slate. Like I don't want to assume what will happen, because then if you assume and stuff, that's how you get let down. But as this started to happen, I was like, okay, well, this is starting to seem like what will happen is that we will be in our homes during this time. And I didn't really want to do too much work, like too many like digital shows and that kind of thing, because I had a feeling that if things did not go the way we were expecting, we would have to do the finale digitally. And I didn't want to give people too much. And then when they saw the finale, they were like, oh, well, maybe it's not that exciting because we already saw her doing all of this. But it's just so unique in the fact that I didn't think that I would be really good at doing drag from home or interacting with like the people who support us on the show from home. And it turns out I can actually really make connections with people over social media and that kind of thing. And so it just makes me proud to like know that like I say all the time, drag queens are fighters, and we usually are used to working in sometimes in terrible predicaments and situations, but we always turn it and make a way. And this pandemic has been no different.
Yeah. You know, under normal circumstances, you would probably be performing around town a bit, but of course, everything has been closed here. We're now actually starting to see some restaurants and bars open up, at least here in Milwaukee. I'm not positive about West Dallas yet. Actually, did you hear that Dick's opened?
I did not know, but that'll be interesting. I think Dick's is one of my favorite spots in the city too. So I'm excited. Hopefully for it to open back up and people to like slowly start to see each other. I know a lot of people have been missing a lot of social interaction, but I just want people to make sure that they are staying safe, as safe as possible, and like coming out prepared, mask and all that stuff, so that just in case anything, nobody gets sick or any of that stuff.
Yeah, there's been a lot of confusion. Even when the order came down, a lot of restaurants and bar owners, you know, were saying they didn't have enough notice. They didn't feel like they had enough information to actually reopen.
Yeah. And I think it's like a weird space because some of the bars haven't been able to make money. And so it's like, do we have the resources to open, especially if we've not been, all of it's like very blurred lines, almost like West Allis, South Milwaukee, all of this area is very blurred lines. It's like hard to tell what to do. But I'm like, but what we can do, okay, is know our part and make sure that we come out sanitized and clean and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, West Allis, you guys have different rules over there. But it's also like West Allis, Tosa, they're both suburbs that are so interconnected with the city that it feels like what the city does is ultimately what ends up happening in those nearby suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, you drive through those suburbs and not even realize you went through them. But, like, all the communities in Milwaukee, that's one of the things I show people all the time. I'm like, Milwaukee has so many different communities. And it's literally, like, you can go, like, I don't think people realize that it's, like, almost like Chicago. You know, you go to, like, a certain neighborhood and you're like, oh, my God, this is completely different. And that's so much like Milwaukee. The same way, like you out in Bayview and West Allis, so different from each other. Or, like, the east side, everything is so different from each other.
Well, and, of course, you know this, but Milwaukee is such... it's considered the most segregated city in America, which in part explains why different neighborhoods are so different.
Yeah. Like, I tell people that a lot too. I'm like, that's one of the things also about the city is like, it's weird that it's so segregated, but I think that's part of like the past and hopefully we can get around that because like you think about it, like you go and you can literally tell like where the Black community is really separated and the Latino community. And that's one of the things I really don't like about the city. But also at the same time, I'm just hoping that we can get, like I said, we can get around that and fix that kind of issue because these are things that like that were happening in the city before we were even, before I was even thought of and born. And so many of us in that segregation, like with redlining in the neighborhoods and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that like if the banks and like all the different people in the city can like get together and we can figure this out because I think we all deserve to be able to live in amazing neighborhoods. And we all deserve to go to amazing schools, even if they are outside of our neighborhood. Just some of those things, because that's plaguing, like constantly plaguing our, like, especially like the Black community and like the Latino community being so separated. We can talk, like as Black people talk about the issue that we have in our community and how we want change to happen as much as we want to until we turn blue in the face. But until we have like allies who stand up and like, you know what, we are also sick of this and this is not fair. Until we have people who can also ultimately help us make that change, things won't change. And like we're seeing that right now, like with what's going on in the world right now, like we have been talking about like police brutality for years and not much has happened. But now also allies are like, okay, this is getting a little tired and we are a little bit fed. Like this is ridiculous. And now that they're using the voice, change is starting to progress even further and even faster.
Yeah. So, you know, to turn back a bit to Drag Race and your future, I think all throughout the season, you're known for your makeup work, of course, your style, but you're also, as you mentioned, a very engaging performer. We can see that in your final lip sync from your home. You can really dance.
Thank you.
What do you see as your future in drag? What do you want to do?
You know what? I think there are things that I've always wanted to do. Like I love making clothes and designing, so I hopefully I do more design work. Also, I'm hoping that maybe I could be like do some modeling because I know like they're usually from the show, people like to assume a specific type, like as far as like for fashion, to do fashion work after the show. But I always, if you ever join me on my late night lives, you will know I love top model. I love like modeling and we talk about that a lot. But that was like something I've always wanted to do. And sometimes people have told me like, well, you'll probably not be able to wear a body or designers might not want to work with a Black girl from the show and that kind of stuff. And I was like, well, hopefully I can be the girl that makes a change in that. But then I also want to do makeup stuff, hopefully like be able to create a line with makeup. And I say hopefully a lot because it's weird because I think that things are a possibility for me, but I just don't want to like psych myself up too much for it and be disappointed. But I do see myself doing a lot of things like fashion and modeling and makeup, some of the things that I've always loved and hopefully I can have a chance to do, which I feel like is really important. Like I said before, I like to leave a blank slate. I don't want to like all fill up the plate with too many ideas, because what my drag can become from this will definitely change. And I want to leave room for that change. And if it moves in another direction and something else happens from it, and I want it to organically move that way and just happen in that kind of way and just like see like, well, you know what? This is something I never thought I would do, but turns out I love doing this. Like maybe making a music video, but it will take a lot of singing classes, but maybe some stuff like that, like music or videos and just stuff that I've never imagined for myself. Those things can be a possibility.
Yeah. Well, Jada, Jared, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. It means a lot. And I'm so glad that like I can literally represent my city and be on our radio here in Milwaukee, which is, again, something that I did not think I would be doing, but now it's happening. So it's incredible.
Thanks.
Milwaukee native Jada Essence Hall is the reigning queen of RuPaul's Drag Race, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.